Hello everyone and welcome to Hallie Queen Podcast. Now today, I really wanted to talk about Glass Davis and his ability to be injured every season. And I sat down and I was like, look, I want to look at all the different players, you know, the most injured players in the league. I mean, he's definitely one of them. You've got players like Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Embiid, Derrick Rose. These are players that are plagued with injuries, okay? And it really shocked me. I went around, did all this research, pretty much counted, multiplied, did everything I possibly could, okay? And I have got so many questions, so many different perspectives I really want to look at. And I'm asking, are they good investments or not? Now, I'm looking at these players. I'm looking at Anthony Davis. He's 28. He was drafted in 2012. He's missed 21% of his games. Well, that's the math that I did. He's played 564 games and missed 155 games. And I tried to go across the board and look at the different players like Durant and Irving, Embiid and Rose. And I can't figure out how many games these other players missed. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. So I want to look at player injury analysis over value. Because I'm sitting right here. I'm thinking, look, I'm going to spend $100 million on a player. A brilliant player, right? And what happens is this player goes ahead and misses over 20% of the season on injuries. And I'm not even giving you exact numbers, okay? But that's a really, really, really huge number, because that's career wise, okay? It's insane. So now you've got a player who's playing what, not the whole season, every season. It's crazy, because now you're not even getting your money's worth out of it, because I'm looking at it from a business perspective, okay? And even from a viewer's perspective, okay? So you can you count on these players really? Okay, consistency, constantly injured, and I'm not picking on any particular player at the moment. I'm just really asking as a big question, is it a good investment? Okay, you've got this brilliant player who can do just about anything and everything on the court, but the problem is you can't even get them on the court long enough, okay? Is it the player's fault? I don't know. Is it the club's fault? I don't know. But I'm thinking there is a point where you say this are too many injuries. Because I'm looking at someone like Derrick Rose, who had an unbelievable first three seasons of his career. Then in 2012, he had this insane injury. Okay, it's brought his career down season by season, and it's insane. Okay, you've got these players, once they're injured, they're out, they're back in the game, then they're rusty for a few games, they're not even giving you the points that you're looking for, and then they get really good for a while, and then boom, injury. Okay, is that for me, is not consistency, okay? That for me is disturbing. It frustrates me that a player like Davis, who's got a long list of injuries, longer than some clubs, incomplete with all their players, okay? Now, would I spend that much money on him? No, I wouldn't, okay? I honestly would not. Glass Davis is constantly always cracking, always breaking, okay? Always losing a piece here and a piece there. Okay, and for me, I'm wondering, you've got these players. What is he thinking? Is he going to continuously play with injury after injury and then, you know, end up in like a Derrick Rose situation where you had the highlight of your career and then now you're just going downhill. Okay, would I give such a player a 5-year contract? No, I wouldn't. I would not. And if I did, it would not be a maximum contract, trust me. Okay, because yeah, it may not be the player's fault, but I'm looking at it from a perspective of I want to win. This is a franchise, and you are not constantly there. Okay, it's not all about I'm feeling bad for you and oh, you're really trying. Okay, and it's really not your fault, you're constantly getting injured. But I'm also thinking, I've got to pull out this money, regardless of whether you play the season or not, whether you play 10% of the season, 40% of the season, and I've still got to whip out that money. Now, it's okay when a player get injured one season, a player get injured two seasons, and then you've got players like Embiid, who were injured the first 3 seasons of their career. Yes, he's a worthwhile player, okay? So now you give him a 5-year contract. Right, I'm assuming I still have to pay for that 5-year contract regardless of the injury. I still have to pay my full amount even though you're not playing your full season year in, year out. Okay, that's ridiculous. I'm looking at it from a business perspective. Okay, and it's also frustrating for people who are watching, and it's frustrating for these players too. Okay. But am I going to spend that much money on them? No. No. Okay. So I'm looking at injury over value. Now, I've got all these questions, right? You've got players who are spending more time on the sideline. And it really got me thinking because I started with Anthony Davis. And I'm wondering, how often is this guy on the sideline? Because when I started watching basketball, maybe I started watching it too freaking late or not at the right time, but I've not seen a lot of Anthony Davis. The only way I'm going to see a lot of him is if I go on YouTube and look at them compilations. Okay, I don't know what he's like as a player on the court, but when I look at the statistics, he's got some amazing, amazing points, amazing skills, amazing things that he can do. But can I count on him? No. Am I going to pay the full price because he's got these amazing statistics? No, because I can't count on you. You've got too many injuries. I'm not getting my money's worth out of you. Huh? I mean, 155 games missed in 9 seasons. That's what? That's nearly 2 seasons. What? I'm going off 70 games a season. And that's 2 seasons. That's 2 entire seasons. So in my head, I'm thinking somebody paid $60 million for those seasons that were not played. On top of that, you still have to take like 2 insurance policies off of him, right? And then I'm looking at players like Kevin Durant. Now, I was a bit worried about him, but after his big injury, he came back shining. Okay, so that's what I'm also questioning there. Yeah, he's got a lot of injuries, but he always comes back shining. Now he's proved it there, okay? Another player I'm super worried about is Kyrie Irving. I went back and I'm trying to figure out how many games these players have missed. And honestly, I went through all kinds of research, all kinds of calculating, all kinds of numbers, okay? But I'm looking at 152 games plus missed. I still gotta pay for those as a franchise, okay? And as a fan, it's frustrating, okay? I want to see you on the court. Sometimes I watch a game just because I want to see a particular player. But if that player's not there, what do you do? Huh? It's frustrating. I am saying that I'm calling it player injury analysis over value, okay? As a matter of fact, I'm going to call it continuous player injuries over value. You've got this amazing player, okay, who's putting down all these points. Yeah, they've got a pretty big value, but am I going to trust them to hold anything up? No. Okay. Would I trust Davis to hold an entire team up for a whole season? No, Not because he's not a good player, but because he's always injured. Okay? Who is he going to hold up? Himself or the team? Okay? And he can't be doing that on the sidelines. Okay? Charles Barkley called him Street Clothes Davis. Huh? He's always on the sidelines with a coach. Huh? Like an assistant coach / cheerleader for his team. Continuously. How many seasons are we going to continuously see this? And then you end up paying all this money for a player that ain't even playing well. Okay? Well, that's a lie. He's playing brilliantly, but for a player that you're not even sure if he's going to play 20 games in a row. And right now, I'm looking at, as this injuries keep adding up and adding up and adding up, what's going to happen? What's going to happen in 3 years? Huh? When he got 2 years left in his contract, what's going to happen then when he can no longer play? Huh? Did I get my value? No, I didn't. Okay, I think that we need to consider that as well. When you have a player that is more prone to injury, would you pay the full amount? No, I wouldn't, and I don't regret saying that. Okay, because I can't trust you. I can trust you as a player, but I can't trust you to be on the court. Huh? But I can definitely count on you being on the sidelines. That's not what I'm paying for. That's not what I'm switching my TV on to watch. Yes, this player is frustrated. Okay, but this is not all about, oh, I feel bad for you, I feel bad for you, I feel bad for you. No. At some point, you just need to accept that you have a brilliant player, but you cannot guarantee that they're going to be on the court. Okay? Now, I'm looking at these players. They're all making a ton of money. They are all amazing players. Okay? And we've got the exception of Rose, who used to be absolutely brilliant and slowly going down because he's bogged down by all these injuries. Right? These are players you cannot continuously count on having them there full game after full game after full game. And right now, I'm talking about money. Huh? I'm also talking about media and marketing. Huh? I mean, this year, there has been hundreds of injuries. It's like every club is recording multiple injuries, and these are all stars continuously getting injured. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know why, okay? Because it's really far into the league for all of this to keep happening. I mean, if you said it was at the beginning of the season, right after the pandemic, well, during the pandemic, then yeah, they've been at home. They've been at home. They haven't been running. They haven't been playing. They haven't had the opportunities to do all these things. But so far into the league, huh, into the season, you're seeing injury after injury after injury. And somebody's telling me, oh, they have short breaks between games. That makes no sense to me. Because I feel like the more you play, the more your muscles are in tune with you. Am I getting this wrong? Is it after 2 days of a break, suddenly your muscles are stiff? Huh? Maybe. Maybe they're playing super hard. They need some more time to rest. So, I don't understand. I do not understand. Because for all that money and all that help, huh? All those basketball courts they buying in their houses, huh? All those machines, those home gyms, those home trainers. You're telling me that you're getting stiff towards the end of the season. How? It makes no sense to me. I'm not understanding. Somebody please explain this stuff to me. Okay? But what I'm saying, I've got all these questions. Okay? Are these players worth it? Worth all that only to see them on the sideline? Are these players able to bounce back? Now, the only person I can say who's been bouncing back is somebody like Kevin Durant. Bounce back as after a major injury. okay? Embiid is trying to bounce back. But out of the 7 seasons he's played, you can only count 5. Maybe 4.5. Huh? That's insane. That is insane. Those are way too many misses. Huh? You got Kyrie Irving. He's played 10 seasons. You can subtract 2. Let's say that he's played 8. You know what? Let's make it 7.5. Huh? That's way too many misses. Okay, now you can understand to a certain extent. Okay? And it may not be the player's fault, but you cannot fault me for not paying you that amount that you thought you wanted. Because you cannot guarantee me to be on the court. Yeah, you'll be at the game. Yeah, you'll be at the training. Yeah, you drop 40 points every game. You're averaging some 30 points a game. Great. Now, it would be great if you actually were on the court. For as long as I've been watching it the last couple of years, all I know is AD has been on the sidelines. Injury year after year after year after year. Huh? And for how long? How long are they going to keep this up? I'm saying I would not give a full extension, like a full contract on this, but I would not. And if I did, I wouldn't give the full amount. No way. I would take out at least 30%, whatever you was going to pay, minus 25%, because you guaranteed to miss 25% of every season. Yeah, you're a brilliant player. But I ain't playing for shit that you ain't playing. No. Now I get 2, 3, 4, 5 games. I get missing 17 games in 4 years. But I don't get missing over 150 games on injuries. Huh? I don't get it. Huh? Now I've got to give you months to rest. Months to do A, B, C, D, E, F. And I still gotta pay for those months. Huh? It's insane. It's insane. Because each and every single one of these players is needed on the court. Okay? And each and every one of them has their own different story and their own different things going on. But I'm sitting down, I'm thinking these injuries are adding up. Anthony Davis can't play without them shoulder sleeve things. He can't play without them. Next thing you know, we're going to start putting casts on him so he can get on the court. Huh? Why don't we just wrap him in bubble wrap to protect that contract, that player? Huh? That way he'll never get injured. And knowing Glass Davis, he'd probably find a way how. Huh? What are they doing? What are they doing? Is it their workout routine? Is it weak bones? What is it? So you're going to charge me for it. Should I continuously feel bad for you continuously being injured? No, I'm not going to feel bad. I'll feel bad the first 5, 6 times, but after the 45th injury, I'm tired. I don't know how no one else is tired. Huh? How you go through your career with 50-plus injuries? I mean, you look at someone like Joel Embiid, so young. So young. Huh? He's had more than 50 different types of injuries. Huh? In less than 7 seasons. At what point will we start looking at player injury analysis? You cannot blame me for having weak bones. I am sorry. It's not my fault. Okay? It might not be your fault. Okay? But you can't charge me for it. No way. Huh? How hard can you count on these players? I'm really getting tired. I'm getting tired. There's way too many injuries happening this season. Okay? It's a crazy season. But I sat down and I was like, what other players are just over injured? And I came down to this conclusion. You got players like Anthony Davis, brilliant fucking player. Too many injuries. Will I pay $190 million for 5 years? Hell no. Is he a great player? Hell yes. Huh? Can I count on him? Hell fucking no. Huh? Kevin Durant, great player. Now he's the one who really confused me because after all those injuries, dude still comes back shining. okay? You got Kyrie Irving. He's missed a total of 2 seasons plus in injuries. It's not like he didn't get paid for those seasons, huh? You got players like Embiid, huh? Missed his rookie season, missed his sophomore season. I mean, he's been really trying recently, but over 50 different injuries, and somebody finna ask me $450 million. Hell no. Okay? Yeah, $150 million. You're worth $150 million. Great. Minus 25%. Because you have shown me in the last 5 seasons you can guarantee 25% miss in the season. So you can't charge me for that shit. No. Okay? Because these players are guaranteed injuries. Year in, year out. Season in, season out. Am I going to pay the full amount? Hell to the no. Okay? That is ridiculous. I'd rather you spend that money building somebody who is going to be there season in, season out. Huh? And what made me really sit down and think is watching Derrick Rose. Huh? What's going to happen? You sign a 5-year contract. You do 3 years, and the other two, you're practically out. That's ridiculous. I, as a businesswoman, I definitely have to look at this. There's some players who get injured. It's an accident. Yeah. You get injured a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. No problem. Okay? Accidents happen. But you can't expect me to say that after some 50-plus injuries. Okay? It's no longer an accident. There's something wrong with your body. There's something wrong with your workout routine, your stretching routine. There's something wrong with your diet. There's something wrong there, but you can't charge me for that. You can't. You're frustrating the audience. You're frustrating the club. You're frustrating your team, okay? Think about the team members, huh? You expected to do A, B, C, D, but you're constantly injured. You're frustrating your team. Huh? I don't care if you're frustrated at this point. It doesn't matter to me. Because there's way too many other people who are frustrated too. Huh? This is some ridiculous stuff. I honestly don't think that something needs to be done about players who spent most of their careers injured. I mean, one of the greatest things I know as a beginner is that Anthony Davis is always injured. Okay? What I also learned is that Kevin Durant has been through a series of injuries, but somehow he come back shining every single game. Kyrie Irving, I did not know he got injured that many times. Huh? Derrick Rose, I did not even know he had a highlight in his career. I thought he was a basic player, honestly. But then I find out that he's been bogged down by injuries. Is it worth it? Huh? And for how long are you going to sit around taking that many injuries? Huh? For such a glowing paycheck? Is it a good investment? No. They're not good investments. I'm going to go back to the plane analogy. Yeah, you bought a brand new plane. Brand spanking new. Working great. Looking great. Feeling great, and it's going to make you the profit, and it's going to make and do the job. But guess what? Every month you make a profit, you find out something's broken. You got to change this. You got to change that. Now this plane spends more time on the ground than it does up in the sky. Is it worth it? It's a damn good plan. Yeah, nobody's saying no. Is it worth it? No. You know, I looked at all these contracts. Huh? I'm looking at all these contracts and I'm thinking, is $198 million a lot? Yes, it is. It is for a player who's constantly on the sidelines. Way too much. Okay? It's ridiculous. And you know that the club has got to pay for all these injuries, all these doctors, all these medicines. Huh? No way. You're frustrating every single person, not just yourself. You're frustrating the whole world. Can you imagine these teams waiting, counting on these players only to find out that, hey, I'm going to miss 35 games this season, probably going to miss 17 games next season, and we're definitely sure they're going to miss 20 games the season after that. If you're guaranteed to be injured, then I'm going to guarantee you I'm not going to pay you your price. Huh? Once you start getting less injured, then maybe we can talk about your consistency and your paycheck. And if you disagree with this, it's ridiculous. You say, oh, they're really trying hard. They're really trying hard. They're doing everything. How do you know? Do you live with them? Huh? For me, it's crazy. It's crazy. I accept injuries, but I do not accept injuries over the number 40. Huh? How you get injured most seasons of your life? Huh? It's ridiculous. You can't expect me to continuously understand that you're weak bones. Huh? You've got some weak bones. You got muscle issue. Okay. That's way too many injuries. That's way too many injuries. And as someone who loves business, I would definitely charge that. Because it's no longer accidents. It is a yearly occurrence. It's a definite. Everyone knows Anthony Davis will probably get injured next season. Huh? That's insane. Surgery after surgery after surgery after surgery. Now are you looking after a patient or a player? I don't know. It's insane. I honestly cannot understand this. Okay, there are just some players who need to, I don't know. I don't know what needs to be done, but it's frustrating me. And I would never chuck the whole amount in. I would pay that amount and 25% less. Okay? Because I've got to pay for all these surgeries too. There's too many injuries. There's a point where you say you have too many injuries and you are not consistent on the court because you cannot get on the court. I'm not even talking about the ability to play. It's the ability to be on the court to play. Okay? I'm paying for that 40-pointer. Okay? All season round. But somehow, I can't even get you on the court. But I sure as hell can get you in the hospital every single year. Huh? X-ray after X-ray, MRI after MRI. Honestly, some of these players should have just bought their own X-ray machine. That's how serious this is. It's way too much. It's way too much. I gotta pay 100% and support you 100%, and you're only gonna be there for 80%, 75%. To me, that's not consistency. It's not consistency. There's a point where you say this is just too many freaking injuries on a player. You're great, but there's a point you say stop. Fucking stop. That's way too many injuries. Way too many injuries. And I think continuous player injury analysis over value should be a new equation. It should be. It's frustrating everybody. It's frustrating everybody. And now we have to start looking at these players and what they're doing at home. Huh? No, I don't even want to look at that. It's not my job. No. We need to start looking at injuries. Huh? You've got players who have way too many injuries. Way too many. No. And they're frustrating a lot of people in the season. Frustrating a lot of players, frustrating their teams, their coaches, huh? Frustrating their trainers, their doctors. It's not just themselves, okay? It's everybody else around you, huh? With that many injuries, it's tiring. It is tiring, and you cannot continuously expect everyone to understand. You also have to understand that you are frustrating a hell of a lot of people too. thank you. And hit me up on Twitter @TheHallaQueen. Yes.